The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. Because he will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Students, Saint Bonaventure, one of the great doctors of the church, he said, "If God wanted to, he could have made a greater and a more perfect world than the one that we live in. But even he could not have made anything of greater dignity than the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is the highest of his creation." St. Maximilian Kolbe said this. He said, "There are three persons in the Holy Trinity, and one of them took flesh." Students, which person of the Holy Trinity took flesh? Coco. The second person, right? The Word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, even though the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, did not take flesh, when we look at our Blessed Mother Mary, it was as if he had taken flesh. That the Holy Spirit and Our Lady became so perfectly one that she really is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. That the only union that they don't share is Mary did not become the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit did not become Mary. And we see this from the beginning of her life in her Immaculate Conception. Now, I want to focus on just one fruit today of the Immaculate Conception. And that is that Our Lady, because she was totally without sin, would have been completely open to the Word of God. That every word that God ever spoke would have resounded in her heart, and it was as if they would have been etched within her. Now that openness, we see most fully in that she was able to receive the Word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. But even every word God ever spoke, and I want to focus on one of those words today, the angel, he said many things on this occasion. But the one that most struck me in preparing for this Mass, and what I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to focus on, was the angel said, "For nothing will be impossible for God." Our Lady believed that like no other person who has ever lived, and anyone who draws close to Our Lady begins to believe that and begins to live by those words. So every saint became a saint because they believed that nothing would be impossible for God. When John Pridmore was here, he shared a number of stories. And I think there's one that he did not share with you, and if he did, I'm mistaken, but it's a great story anyway. One of his closest friends growing up and in his youth was a man who was sent to prison 4 or 5 different times. A man who was in and out of jail. And at the age of 18, he was sentenced to 12 years of jail, 12 years of prison, because he did something so terrible. When he gets out of prison around the age of 30 years old, he gets married and he and his wife have a son. And he loved his son with all his heart, but he could not show his son his love for him. He could not hug his son. He could show no physical emotion. And he could never tell his son, "I love you." The only way that he could show his love was to give his son gifts, to give him presents, to give him money. And one day John said to him, his son at this time was 8 years old, and John would go to his house and he would see that he couldn't show love for his son. He said, "You know what? Your son, how is your son really going to know that you love him? Like, even though you do nice things for him, he wants to hear you say, 'Son, I love you.'" And he said, I can't. I'm not able to do that." And he said, "Why can't you do that?" And he said, "Honestly, it's because I don't love myself." And he said, "You got to do something." He said, "There is a village right now in the world in which it's believed that the Blessed Virgin Mary is appearing." He said, "I went there and it changed my life." He said, "You've got to go to Medjugorje and you have to ask Our Lady, 'Mary, help me come to love myself.'" And so this man does it because he wants to love his son and he wants to show his son love. So he travels across the world 4,000 miles and he goes to this little village of Medjugorje. And one day he's kneeling at a grave site, and it's the grave of the priest who first heard John Pridmore's confession. Now, you all heard him speak, and he did a lot of bad things. This priest said about him, he said, "I never remember any confessions that I ever hear, but I will never forget yours." And this man is kneeling at this priest's grave, and he says to him, his name is Father Slavko, he says, "Father Slavko, please pray for me. I want to know how to love myself." And when he said that prayer, all of a sudden, our Blessed Mother Mary appeared right before him next to the gravestone. And he said that the way Our Lady looked at him, he believed that he was the most loved person in the entire universe, just because of what he saw in Our Lady's eyes. And he knew without a doubt that he was totally lovable because of the way Our Lady looked at him. And Our Lady said to him, 2,000 years ago, my son died for you because he loves you so much. My son, it is okay for you to love yourself." When that man came home, the first thing he did is he ran to his son and he lifted him off the ground and he hugged him and kissed him and told him how much he loved him. And that relationship has continued to the present day because of what he saw in Our Lady's eyes. On this feast of the Immaculate Conception, let us ask Our Lady to come to know the way she looks at us. Because when we know that, we will believe as she did, that nothing will be impossible for God.